Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And I'm Jen Peterzelka.
And Jen, our calendar is getting full. We're going to talk all about tomatoes today on our upcoming show, but let's talk about some upcoming events.
Lots going on this weekend.
Exactly. You still have some time to visit the Master Gardeners at the Home and Garden Expo this weekend at the El Paso Convention Center. They're going to be there all day today until kick it up again tomorrow for the third and final day of the Spring Garden Expo. So make sure that you take all your gardening questions. Master Gardeners have an educational booth where they'll be able to hand out gardening information and brochures, help you diagnose your problems regarding to your plants. And then there's also activities for the children.
Oh, for the kids. We have our kids corner in, and they'll go home with a treasure. We're going to have them plant some little marigolds
in
a cup. So be sure and stop by and see them. And from the Master Gardener standpoint, it's our biggest event of the year, really, as far as information distribution and so forth is concerned. And it's always fun to get out there and greet the public and talk one-on-one with people about what's going on. We've got some really good talks planned on Saturday. There will be three. We're going to talk about roses, the rose rosette disease. We're going to talk about pruning your trees. And then there's a container gardening talk on Saturday afternoon. And then on Sunday,
you're going to close out the show?
I'm closing the show with a talk on succulents. Imagine that, Denise. I'm going to talk about succulents. But you know, it's kind of funny because as I prepared for it, I realized that we had never done a PowerPoint or anything about it. So, and it's such a trendy thing, but it's, and it's just ideal for our El Paso environment. So come on out and join us. Come more than one day if you can.
That's right. That's the Spring Art and Home Show at the El Paso Convention Center all weekend long. And if you are also out and about on March 11th, our friends up at New Mexico State, the New Mexico State Floral Team is going to have their houseplant and succulent plant sale coming up here on March the 11th in the New Mexico campus at the Gerald Thomas Lobby. From 10 a.m. to 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
So if you're up, can I squeeze that into my schedule, please?
That's a nice little midweek break.
There you go.
If you ever need to get away and go up the road out there,
that's
you
want
to support our local land-grant university up in New Mexico State. And then soon thereafter, on March the 14th, Master Gardeners will also be at the El Paso Downtown Farmers Market from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. And that downtown market is held every Saturday at the Union Plaza District on Anthony Street. So on the 14th, Master Gardeners will be there talking about spring gardening.
Absolutely. And we're right really in the thick of it. This is, you should have your trowel in hand and find your gloves, your sunscreen, and your hat, and you'll be good to go.
Exactly. And for a list of all of the upcoming educational programs, you want to see the El Paso Gardener website at txmg.org/El Paso, or check our Facebook page, or even call the help desk at 771-2354. And on today's show, we're talking about tomatoes.
Everybody's favorite.
Everybody's favorite, right? If it's one vegetable that home gardeners will grow and set aside time and space for, is going to be their tomatoes. And that's because overall, it's the taste. People don't want to buy those pink
cardboard things in the stores.
Right, with no taste, no flavor. And those tomatoes are grown for shipment. They're grown to travel long distance and have a long shelf life and this post-harvest time. But they really lack on taste. So
they do. And in fairness to the manufacturers and stuff, every time I grow tomatoes at home or work in our gardens, I think, how do they do it? They have to pick them when they're totally green and getting them ripened up. And then it's not an easy task to get those into the stores. We are starting to grow them now. We planted over 300 tomato seeds in our brand new greenhouse at Ascarity Park. And it's our first shot out of the bag with the greenhouse. And we're real pleased. They're coming along nicely. And we'll be taking those seedlings and planting them into our gardens, the two gardens that we sponsor. And this is the time, and we really need to plant them a whole lot earlier than you would think.
Right, exactly. So you definitely want to get them at the latest in the ground by the end of the month.
The end of the month.
Less. So we're going to talk a little bit about the different types of tomatoes and how they grow. And there's two major categories on that. It's the determinant types and then the indeterminate types. So
right.
If you think about them in a couple of ways, the determinant, we're going to stop growing. They're going to stop branching off and growing off into a vine, and then they're going to consistently put on
fruit
peak at the yield, and then they're going to slow down throughout the rest of the season.
Exactly.
The indeterminate are really common. We kind of think of those and associate cherry tomatoes with those, where they continuously will grow and grow until you get a hard freeze and it kills them all off.
You always have to have a ladder to harvest them. I call them the Energizer Bunny tomato plant.
Exactly. So they indeterminately grow on there, and they dwarf their tomato cages if you decide to do that. But they're going to give you a longer harvesting period and a longer yield time for that. So the most different things to consider on that is the space that you really
exactly.
have. So, you know, tomatoes, they do need that space to be able to grow. And most people kind of start off in thinking like, okay, what else do I need to know? I'm looking at seed catalogs, or I'm walking into the garden centers and I see all these different types of tomatoes out there, and what should I be looking for? We have some good news for you. We're a dry climate, so therefore we don't have a lot of issues with fungus problems or a lot of other diseases that can typically affect tomatoes.
Especially in a more humid climate.
Right, so we're really good on mm-hmm. that, or else we have to be specific on what we're chosen for that. And if you don't have a known nematode problem, which are little microscopic worms that live under in the soil, that can kind of cause those roots to kind of become knotted.
Yes.
Commonly called the root knot nematodes. And they inhibit the uptake of water and nutrients for the plants themselves. If you don't have a problem with nematodes, you're really free to kind of pick any type of tomato that's available out there.
Exactly. And we have a few that we do recommend. And regardless, I wanted to mention that when you plant them, it's important to plant your tomatoes deep. They get a really big root system on them. We even sometimes actually trench them, where they will lay them down in a trench and gently lift those leaves up on the top. So don't hesitate. You may have to take some leaves off of the bottom, and that's okay. But that will really give them a good start. And like you said, get them in the ground by March the 31st.
And that's a really good thing for your indeterminate plants too, because you want to give them enough of that green material to convert into roots if you trench
exactly.
them, to kind of anchor them really well into the ground. And don't be afraid that you're going to plant them too deep, which we advise on any other plant besides tomatoes, not to plant them too deep. Tomatoes, you don't have that problem. But really common types that are available out there that we recommend that we've grown in the past are, you know, Better Boy, Early Girl,
Celebrity,
Heat Wave, you know, really common ones that you see out there. We've grown them several years in our demonstration and teaching gardens as well. So we know these are good tomatoes for our growing season.
And we try to keep up to date on those kinds of things as well. I actually am doing a little bit of research in the greenhouse with a determinate cherry, which is kind of unusual to see a determinate cherry, and it's called Jelly Bean. Oh, wow. So I'll have to report back on how it does. It's germinated nicely, and the plant itself looks good and healthy. So I'm anxious to see how that's going to work. You know, people think that you have to plant them in the ground, but actually almost everything that you plant in the ground, you can plant in a container. But if you're going to plant your tomatoes in a container, make sure that it's a large container. I recommend at least 18 inches in diameter, and you want it to be really good and deep. Because again, that goes back to those roots. And if you think about that tomato, especially once we get our spring winds and stuff, you know, it's got to have a good anchor. And, you know, we never know about our silly weather. Sometimes we can get snow on Easter Sunday and so forth and so on. But if you will cage your tomatoes right after you've planted them, don't wait until they get big. You want to do a nice cage, and you can make your own as easily as you can do anything else, because you want them to go all the way around the base of that plant, and then cover them with a shade cloth. And then it will help to, if we do get some dips in temperature, it's not going to hurt the tomato, and it also protects them from our hard spring winds.
And you want that cloth to be a light color, right? Not
very
a dark
light,
color.
Very
so
light.
Not, mm-hmm. not a traditional screening that you would use for
right.
your screen door or
not
your
heavy.
Window screen.
Not heavy
at all. You want even mm-hmm. a light fabric, because mm-hmm. you want that soil, that radiated sun, to kind of come in, but then you're able to bounce back off and not cook your
and you
plant
can
as
find
well.
That you can find that you know, online is probably as easy as anything. And I've actually gone to a fabric store before, and bought Pellon, which is what a seamstress will use to line collars and so forth and so on. And it's a very lightweight fabric, and it breathes, and it lets that sunlight in. And so that's an option as well. But the shade cloth is more available than it's ever been. And it comes in a, you know, a good large sheet, and then you can cut it to fit the size of your cages. And just use clothespins, you know. Go to the dollar store and grab those things. That's probably all we use clothespins for anymore. I don't think anybody hangs clothes, but...
Exactly. But, you know, definitely people kind of, you know, worry because we're going to go into our windy season as well. And after that, our 100-plus degree weather is going to be here before we know it. And, you know, you don't have to fret too much on losing a lot of tomato branches or leaves if the wind season does kind of kick up. You're going to be thanking me, you know, come October, November, when you still have tomatoes on your
yes.
vines.
They're hardy little suckers.
It's exactly. It's a little nature's pruning that's happening on there.
And it's important to remember, too, that that's, you know, people will come to me in the middle of July and they'll see tomato plants and, you know, and then they'll say, well, I planted it in the middle of June, but I didn't get any tomatoes. Tomatoes don't set fruit when it gets super, super hot. 92 degrees after it's more. Well, guess what it's like in June and July? It's way more than 92 degrees. So get those in the ground early. They propagate by the wind. Mm-hmm. The wind
they'll self-pollinated.
Exactly.
Flowers as well. So go ahead and let enough time to let those plants acclimate to their new home, put on some great roots and put on some nice branches and leaves to start making your fruit. So you can have some salad
bacon,
here.
Bacon, basil, and tomato sandwiches in June.
Oh, there you go.
It's a really good thing to think about. Something to look forward to.
Well, there's a lot of information out there on tomatoes and tomato gardening. And we hope that you can visit our website at txmg.org/El Paso for more of your tomato-loving questions that you
Absolutely.
May have. And always visit the Master Gardener Help Desk at 771-2354 on that. So good luck to everybody out there venturing into the tomato gardening game for the season.
And we'll have information at the home show as well. So that'll be one of the, you know, it's always an important question, very popular topic to discuss out there. So come and see us. We'd be more than happy to give you our very best advice.
And we want to thank you for listening to today's show and to thank Oscar Gonzalez for engineering and producing our show. I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And I'm Jan Peterzelka.
And remember, a gardener shadow is the best way to keep your garden
good to grow.